This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, welcome back to The Drive on a Reaction Monday as the Texans lose a tough one yesterday in L.A., 14-9. The defense, they played well. You hold Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, Puka Nacua, Devontae Adams, and they were on. Williams in the backfield, you hold them to 14 points. You feel like you should win that game.
Yeah, girl.
Turn the ball over, especially when it mattered in a big moment. You feel like you should win that game, but your offense struggled so much that you weren't able to get the job done. 9 points overall, none in the second half, and just a tough go of it. And I think coming into this year, obviously, Clint, the biggest thing we were going to watch was the offensive line. And that was going to be probably the biggest talking point for this team moving forward. By the way, coming up here in the next segment here, we will hear from you. We will open up the phones line, 713-572-4610. You can give us your thoughts on this first game and where you are. But the O-line was a big part, and they had some shuffling. We wondered, as Ed Ingram was questionable on Friday, what would that mean? And if he couldn't go, what would it mean? And what we saw was a lot of shuffling. And then in the game, Cam Robinson had to come out with cramps and saw even more shuffling that brought Blake Fisher into the game. And in four plays, he got himself a 50-yard penalty that helped kill a drive as well. Here was C.J. Stroud, the quarterback of the Texans, talking about the offensive line issues and the combinations that they had to make going into this game.
Yeah, it's not easy, you know. It's something that just, what you're going to complain about, or you're going to lay down, or you're going to go play. So for me, I just try to compete, as best I can and show those guys that I don't care who's in there. Like, I trust in you. And by the way I play, I try to play as hard as I can, to show that I'm there for them. And also vocally as well. So, but yeah, even, you know, our receiver a little bit, you know, we got some guys, you know, hopefully coming back, hopefully soon. So, yeah, it's not always easy, but you know, that's why I'm in the position I am, to try to, you know, solve some of those issues. Because everybody deals with injuries, but, you know, I think I've, you know, tried to do my best at that.
A lot going on with the offensive line and how they decided to go in this game. 3 sacks, 10 quarterback hits for the Rams. C.J. Stroud, according to Next Gen Stats, was pressured over 41% of his dropbacks in yesterday's game. Your thoughts on everything with the offensive line and their performance?
Well, the significance of that audio right there to me is C.J. Stroud, which I greatly appreciate he did, is acknowledging that, yeah, this isn't ideal. Like having a different left tackle, a different right guard, a different right tackle than I had the last month of training camp is not ideal. That getting switched and having to move everybody all over the damn place in the middle of a game when the one guy you think you can depend on, the guy you paid $12 to $14 million, has got cramps on the sideline. Now all of a sudden you got a carousel on your offensive line. The significance of that offense is CJ Stroud telling all of us, like, yeah, man, it's not ideal. It's not easy. Right? And so my response to that is I believe this is one of a handful of things that Nick Caserio, D'Amico Ryans, and the organization, they've invited to the party. Mm. Like, the approach to offensive line play, this overall five best offensive linemen, everybody playing every position, the thought of guys, a rookie going from left tackle to right tackle in an NFL game against that defense, oh, it's no big deal. They've practiced both positions. Like, it is in my opinion, it's laughable the way that this organization has approached offensive line, like constructing an offensive line, and the way that this is, we think about it. We had Nick Caserio on these airways multiple times, and he is literally on record saying how special of a skill set it is for the veteran Titus Howard to go from the right side of the football to the left side of the football. Do you know how hard it is to go from the right side of the football to the left side? Forget guard to tackle. Right side of the football to the left side. And then all of a sudden in game one, we've created a situation where we're going to ask a rookie to do it. Because why? Because you got a big fella out there at left tackle that hadn't practiced all training camp and has got cramps. Right? That being the plan coming into week one.
Did you see, like, Titus and him standing there as Cam went on the ground, like looking at the bench, like, what are we going to do?
What you going to do now? Yeah.
I saw their eyes, like, what are we going to do here?
Well, the big part of this is if this were week eight and you had just a ravage of injuries and you're like, you're just like, man, we have more choices. You know, this is what we got. They invited this. By the way they built this thing, they invited this. Ed Ingram, your entire offensive, three of your five offensive line positions. Well, that you went into week one with was all based on, predicated on the health of Ed Ingram, a middle of the road guard that wasn't even in the plans to start when you signed him. Because he's not healthy, you reshuffled not one, not two, but three positions on your offensive line, which then created a shortage at the tackle position. So when a tackle does get injured or need a breather, now you're bringing in Blake Fisher, who peed down his leg all training camp, and in the process of doing that, you're moving the rookie from one side to the other. Like, that whole, this is not a, it's the NFL offensive line play, it is what it is, you got, like, that's the response for the situation that they've created, but I think that they've invited this offensive line, and I think it's significantly more,
absolutely,
it's a significantly bigger deal than D'Amico Ryans mentioned in the postgame. And I think it's significantly bigger deal than many people over this next week are going to make it. They're going to write it off as, oh, it's football, man. Everybody, it happens. It's football. No. This is week one. You're shuffling three of your five positions before the game starts and in the middle of the game? Yeah, no, I disagree. I think it's an issue that they invited and it bit them in the tail.
There's a few things with the offensive line. 713-572-4610. What were your thoughts about the offensive line's performance yesterday? It was the biggest talking point in the offseason. One thing, Tyler, is I don't know what the guy you moved up in the second round to get has to do to get on the field, but they are avoiding that, like Juice Scruggs. Like, I mean, to me, it just made sense. Hey, how about you just slide Juice in if Ed Ingram, right? What we go swing everything around for?
Yep.
Right? Like, why would you, again, as you said, Cam hadn't practiced all week. It's not a shocker that he may have some cramps or anything like that. Why would you swing that all the way around? Right? Then hell, you moved up for him to be a center. Hey, man, David Andrews goes there, or what's Andrews' name? Is it
Jake?
Jake. Yeah, David's brother. Jake Andrews goes down. Still not him. The sixth rounder that you drafted in the same draft, Patterson comes.
Plug its backup center in.
I don't know. I don't know what has to happen for him to get on the field at this point in their trust. I mean, you got to have multiple injuries up front for him to get on the field. And look, Clint, I would say I think I'm with you. It's better to me in a sense. I didn't see as much confusion from the offensive line.
Agreed.
Now there
Agreed.
was there were some free rushers, but I don't know how much that's on them. I didn't see as much confusion on the offensive line. I just, at this point, just saw ass kicking.
Yeah.
Like Arianti Erstree struggled, and you're moving him from right to left.
Yeah.
Like he can't handle it. He's struggling. He's struggling no matter, you know, who he's going up against.
To be clear, Ron, my frustration is to the organization, not the players. There's nothing Titus can do. If you show up and they tell you to go play right guard, you got to act happy. I mean, you're making a boatload of money to do it, right? If Arianti Erstree, if they ask you to slide from left tackle to right tackle, hell, you got to do it, right? But for all of us that analyze and evaluate and cover the team, to sit back and just go, oh yeah, it's no big deal, it's football, everybody in the NFL does it. Yeah, no, I just disagree. Not week one. Because here's what you do. The whole starting lineup hinged on Ed Ingram's oblique or stomach issue, what an ab issue or whatever it was. Yeah. Right? And then the way you shuffled the deck, now your ability to tack to block on the edges now hinges on the one guy that didn't practice all training camp. The one guy that was sick earlier in the week and couldn't practice. Cam Robinson. So now you're, cause the minute he goes down, now you're back to these musical chairs.
And now you're bringing Blake Fisher in here. Yeah. Who you don't.
Instead, you trust. Arianti Erstree, Titus Howard at tackle. You plug a guard that you kept on the roster that you drafted, plug him in at right guard and let's ride with it. If it becomes a problem, then you can try to maybe you adjust late. But like this whole best five approach, I mean, I disagree that it's no big deal, next man up type of situation. Like I think they're inviting a lot of this in, these issues with the offensive line. They're inviting this stuff in. You can argue that it's putting significantly more pressure on guys to be able to listen or communicate the calls, and then all of a sudden, second nature, be able to adjust on the fly when they're going left to right, tackle to guard. You know what I mean? Like you can argue that it's making the position significantly more difficult to play.
Yeah.
Mentally, I'm talking about mentally. You know what I mean? Like that. There's like, and Titus Howard maybe the one that can handle the in and out, but it's hard for me to think that's I.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Ideal week one.
Yeah. Yeah, Again, we said this is a situation in which they better be right with how they have decided to handle this offensive line during the offseason. And again, I will sit and say, yes, it is the first game. It is early. They had some injuries. I don't know that Ed Ingram was in the fold as the original plan, but apparently he won his job. So when he gets back, we can better assess what they have. But I mean, I'll just be honest. Arianti Erstree, Clint, is really the only one up there where you're like, all right, I feel like, you know, this is going to be potentially a totally different player in 10 weeks. Everybody else is pretty much who they are, right? Like there's not going to be an uptick in jump from Lakin Tomlinson or Andrews or Ed Ingram or, you know, even Titus. Like, I think Titus is a good offensive lineman, but like, Erstree is the only one where you look at and you say, all right, this is his first game in the NFL. There's going to clearly be some growth there, and he'll look better in November than right now. But the rest of them, this is who they are.
Yeah.
And it is starting right now, Clint, not to look like, I don't know if this was the best way to attack how they tried to fix the offensive line. That's what it looks
well,
like.
Well, it's just, I mean, rubber met the road and it was not a good look. And to me, it's less about the players. The players have shown who they are. Like, I mean, there's a better unit. I think as a whole, across the board, they're a better offensive unit. I think they showed that. But boy, the approach has really, I mean, think about if you're Nick Cayley, you're going to the game, you're like, hey man, I got to be top of mind. I got a rookie left tackle. Now I've spent a week plus talking about this rookie left tackle. Let me correct that. I got a rookie right tackle. I got to protect this guy. I got to make sure this guy's all right. All of a sudden, Cam goes out. Well, now my rookie's moved to left tackle. Got to protect him. Well, Blake Fisher's at right tackle. He had a rough camp. Got to protect his ass, too.
Cam looked like he needed some milk, too.
By the way, Nico's the only like proven X-factor type player. I got to find a way to get him the ball. Like, it's just all over. You're just creating issues. Oh, by the way, let me make sure I get all four of my running backs touches early in the game. What are we doing? Yeah, I mean, there's some questions offensively that to me the questions are above the players' heads.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.